Welcome, horse lovers. You're listening to the Heart Horse Podcast.
Coming to you from the Heart Horse headquarters in Los Angeles, California, with your hosts, Charlotte and Tista.
On today's episode, we are just going to give you some quick updates.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. It's a fun day in the office.
It's the best day in the office.
We're turning a heart horse into heart cats, apparently.
I brought home a family of six yesterday to the heart horse office. Kittens, not people. Yeah. And it is adorable.
It's very cute. There's mom and kitten who, she is a kitten herself. She's like less than one or about one.
Oh, yeah.
Lily, and she's super cute. I've been calling her Lilin, though, because my family has a cat named Lily. And then she has her five little kittens that are just 3 weeks old, and they're so cute.
They're super sweet and silly, and they're just starting to, like, play with each other and kind of chew on each other and learn to walk, and they're really mesmerizing, y'all.
Yeah, they're fun. They're fun. Not foals, unfortunately, but right on point with our fertility theme.
Yes, we are.
May, so.
Well, every barn's got a good barn cat.
So. Exactly. Well, Charlotte and I have been a little bit quiet on the podcast front. We haven't had a new episode come out in a couple weeks, and we've been just really busy and having some changes in our lives and just, you know.
Some unexpected events.
Unexpected events, and spring is definitely, like, sprung in different forms.
Yep.
So we haven't had a chance to really keep up on things. So we just sort of decided to, like, wrap up season two, and then we'll be back for season three on the 26th of this month, which is actually our 1 year anniversary.
It's our 1 year Heart Horse anniversary.
I can't hardly believe it that it's been a whole year. What a ride.
In some ways, I'm like, isn't it 10 years yet, though?
Yeah, that's true. True. Yeah, it definitely has seemed like very fast and very slow. I'm sure this whole last year has felt like that for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
We're celebrating a new year. And we made it to a year. Yeah, we made it. At this point, I think last year we had just opened up Instagram, like just started the Instagram, yeah. And we were going to open up for orders on the 26th, and we were preparing for that. It was pretty exciting.
Yeah, we have some fun throwback things to share from our early days and some great stuff that we captured then. And
Yeah, it was really fun. So that's kind of just where we're at. We're not going to do a big episode today, just, you know.
Yeah, we just wanted to pop on and say, hi, we're
here. We still exist.
We miss you.
We miss you guys. We miss the podcast. We've just been so busy, kittens aside. But we do have some really cool events still this month. We're still very active in our Heart Horse Herd, our online membership. So we have coming up it's a financial literacy simpler. So this is a really cool event that's sort of a follow-up to our Equestrians Embracing Abundance event, although it'll be a bit different. And it's going to be led by Eden and Jordan, two women who are active in the, the name.
Shakti Rising.
Shakti Rising, yeah, university. Yeah. So Eden is the president, I believe, of the university.
Yeah.
And they are going to, just lead us in a discussion about financial resilience and how we can achieve that.
Yeah. We actually had the opportunity to chat with Eden and Jordan earlier today, sort of getting final details for the event on Thursday. And they've actually been working on providing resources around finances specifically for women since the early 2000s. So we're going to benefit from about 20 years worth of experimenting and investing in that educational process and what works and what doesn't. So I feel really lucky that we get to have them with us. And yeah, they're going to be talking to us about both our own relationship with finances, which is what we really focused on Equestrians Embracing Abundance. But then we're also going to get to discuss really macroeconomics and how we ourselves fit into the bigger picture and how we can give ourselves more choice and more agency in our relationship with money, which is something I'm really excited about.
No, me too. Yeah, I think it's going to be a really, really great event. And they're both just wealth of information, both yes. of them, and really, really thoughtful and generous people to be coming and giving this event to our community. So
totally.
Super grateful for that. And if you want to join that, that's going to be on Thursday, May 6th at 5 p.m. PDT. And it's available for all of our herd members. So you just join our herd. It's $20 a month. You can cancel at any time. And you can get the login info for the event. So,
absolutely. I hope y'all can come. I'm super, super stoked.
Yeah, that one's going to be great. Then we have a regular kind of meeting. We have our Heart Horse Happy Hour, which is also for herd members on the 10th. And then we have Jordan, again, joining us solo this time for a really incredible event called Wise Woman Healing. Jordan is a master herbalist and a horsewoman, and she is going to talk about the Wise Woman tradition of healing and how that kind of fits into our relationship with horses and how we can actually facilitate healing in our horses without, you know, within ourselves, that we can do it. So
yes, absolutely. I'm really, really excited for Jordan's talk. Every time we've connected with her, I've just had such an incredibly positive experience. And I always feel like I wish we had 3 more hours to talk. So I think you guys are really going to enjoy Jordan. And if you want to check Jordan out, I know she also has an event coming up of her own this week. For flower essences with horses, and her Instagram is js_horsewomanship, and her name is Jordan Stanton, if you wanted to check it out ahead of time
yeah.
and get a feel for her work.
Yeah, she has great offerings, and then also the Shakti Feminine University has great offerings as well, if you're really interested in the work they
yes.
do. I'll link all those in the show notes so you guys
yes.
can check it out.
Yes, it's kind of perfect timing because I'm hoping I can jump in on their currency curriculum that launches, I believe, May 19th, which is just going to be 2 weeks after we'll get our special one-on-one time with them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really perfect. If you loved the financial resiliency simpler, then you can roll right into continuing that study.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's going to be great. So yeah, and then the last event we have to stay on our theme for this month, which is fertility. We're going to be joined by one of our friends, Chrissy Barton, who has been studying fertility in wild horse populations. And she was on a 2-year gelding study out in the field. And then right now she's involved with a birth control study. It's not PCP. It's a different one. I forgot the name just now. But yeah, she's going to come talk to us for a live Q&A, which I think is going to be so fascinating
yeah.
because it's a really important part of, you know, wild horses. And seeing a lot of talk right now about wild horses and advocating for them and preserving their legacy.
Yeah.
And I love to see that support, but I think it's also important to have these kinds of conversations about what that really looks like in action and talk to the people who are out there in the field and who are doing this work.
I couldn't agree more. I'm so glad that Mustangs are really such a point of conversation at the moment and people are really interested and enlightened by the science around them, but it's so different, you know, getting to read an article with facts in it and, you know, you could spend, like many of these people do, a lifetime reading all those facts and comparing them. And it's so amazing to be able to, like, get it from the horsewoman's mouth herself and really be able to ask follow-up questions more about the context of where that information is coming from. I think it'll give us such a deeply well-rounded perspective on what's actually happening.
Yeah, I think so too. And Chrissy's really sweet. And yeah, I'm just excited to hear about her experiences,
yeah.
you know, studying wild horses, how
yes.
living the dream, really. It,
yeah, truly, truly. We could all just fangirl out.
Yeah,
so.
It's going to be really fun. And that one will be open to the greater public. So if you get on our email list on our website, you just go to hearthorse.us and there's a tab for free stuff. If you hit that, you just sign in with your email and you'll get links or information about all of these events. So definitely
yeah.
make sure you take a second to do that because we won't be here speaking to you through the podcast, but we're still very active and hope we can see you in some of our meetings. We'd
yes.
We'd love to get to know more of our listeners.
We really, really would. We would love to, like, have a little FaceTime together, like, I mean, face-to-face, not FaceTime on the phone, but we do that too. But, you know, yeah, it would be really, really special for us to get to have the greater community join in. And, yeah, we'll miss you since we'll be taking a little break over here. But yeah. We are taking care of business elsewhere, so come see us there.
Oh, yes, we are. So, yeah, super excited to be back on the podcast on May 26th. And for now, we just hope you guys have good horse times ahead for you, and that you're finding this month to be a little like a easier transition maybe back into the world or back into a new normal or whatever you're going through.
sending love wishing you all happy trails. Heart Horse is the equestrian community you've always longed for, one where we celebrate and support the unique relationship we each have with our horses. Membership starts at just $20 a month, with an option to receive our carefully curated bi-monthly Heart Horse box. Get started at hearthorse.us, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram @_hearthorse for the latest news.